USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
75-year-old Alan Weisselberg, President Trump's former CFO, failed to pay taxes on more than $1.7 million worth of gifts. He could have gotten years in prison, but probably will serve no more than 100 days if he agrees to become a witness for the prosecution against the Trump Organization. Indonesian officials are reporting China's President Xi Jinping and Russia's leader Vladimir Putin plan to attend the G20 summit in Bali later this year. The federal magistrate judge who authorized the FBI search warrant of President Trump's Florida home said he could release portions of the underlying affidavit to the public after giving federal prosecutors a week to suggest redactions or removing content. Former FBI Special Agent Maureen O'Connell on Fox News Thursday.
Well, if they say that they were so concerned about documents being destroyed, then that really doesn't hold much water for me.
USA Radio News.
Whether you're taking your pets on the road or a walk around the block, you need to be aware of heat stroke. Hi, I am Dr. Jose Arce, immediate past president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. It's important that pets get out and enjoy the warm weather and fresh air, but here are some reminders to help keep your pets safe in the heat. Tune into the day's forecast to see how hot it will be. Limit exercise on hot days or schedule walks earlier or later on the day when it's cooler. If outside, stay on the grass instead of the hot pavement. Make sure your pet has unlimited fresh water and access to shade. Never leave your pet in a closed vehicle. And leave your pet at home in air conditioning when you go out. If you see signs of heat strokes in your pet, such as excessive panting, drooling, unsteadiness, or abnormal gum and tongue color, call your veterinarian or nearest emergency clinic. For more info on summer pet safety, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.
A child's death in Nebraska has shocked the medical community.
A child has died from a suspected infection of a brain-eating amoeba in Nebraska. If confirmed, it will be the first known death from it in the state. The Douglas County Health Director stated that the child had gone swimming in the Elkhorn River and began showing symptoms 5 days later.
Right now, the CDC is in possession of tests to further confirm that this was indeed caused by Naegleria fowleri. And right now, we are urging the public to simply be aware and to take precautions when they are being exposed to any warm freshwater lakes, streams, ponds. Those types of sources are really where you're going to see your highest risk.
For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Japan's government wants young people to drink more alcohol in an effort to reverse declining sales and less tax revenue for Japan's government. The Saka Viva campaign wants young people between the ages of 20 and 39 to help out their efforts. As the FBI is being scrutinized by millions of Americans for breaking the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution, when they raided President Trump's home, the same judge that okayed the warrant by Attorney General Merrick Garland is presiding whether or not to release its contents. Normally, it would not be released until after an arrest or conviction. But with the history of the FBI lying in recent years, the FBI's word does not carry the weight it once did in America. Former FBI Special Agent Maureen O'Connell on Fox News disputes the agency's claims on the Trump raid.
Well, if they say that they were so concerned about documents being destroyed, then that really doesn't hold much water for me, because we've heard that there were discussions about whether or not they were going to execute this warrant, and my sources tell me they were spirited discussions for a couple of weeks. So if they were really concerned, and I've been concerned many times in my career when writing warrants about the destruction of evidence, and also when we're hitting houses or executing warrants, when we're concerned about, there are exigent circumstances, and we know for a fact that something is most probably going to be destroyed. But here, I don't really see that based on the timeline that we've discovered in the last week.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.